Beloved, Christ is in our midst. In today's gospel, we hear one of the ways of salvation. We hear of the paralytic man, whom Jesus healed, who first he healed of that which was most grievous in him, not his physical paralysis, but his sin. For Jesus first said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And the paralytic didn't ask Jesus for anything. St. Mark records that Jesus performed this wonder because he saw his friend's faith. He saw the faith of this man's friends who opened up a roof to lower him down before Jesus, and because of it, because of their faith, Jesus healed this man, first from within by forgiving sin, and second from without by healing his paralysis. This healing and this miracle done on behalf of the faith of others gives voice to one of the prayers we will hear at this liturgy of St. Basil today, where we say, "O Lord, you have brought us into this life and shown us ways to salvation." Ways, plural. It reminds us of the life of St. Mary of Egypt, where the angel came to St. Zosimus and he said, "How many and varied are the ways to salvation?" Again, plural, ways. There is one way, capital W, and that is Jesus, who is the way. But he gives to us, his followers, ways, plural, of salvation. For some, it means that they will live a chaste and blessed life, advancing from grace to grace, living truly in God's blessedness as his holy ones. And for others, they will fall into sin again and again, like the publican and the prostitute, but who will turn in repentance to God and their sins will be forgiven. And for some, they won't even be able to gather the strength to give up sinning, and will sin again and again as a habit, even though they don't want to. And Jesus tells us the way for these is the way of the publican, who prayed simply, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." For others, they will be visited by poverty and neglect and pain and suffering, and they will accept it without complaining, like the poor Lazarus at the gate of the rich man. This is a way of salvation. And for those who are neglectful of their life in Christ, there is even a way for them. It is not to judge, because Christ himself tells us this is a way of salvation. In St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 37, it will bypass every divine judgment, because he says, "Judge not, and you will not be judged." And for those who have done nothing to be in God's presence, who have lived lives that are not leading to Christ, and I dare say many, and I certainly pray that all, will find salvation because of the prayers of the saints who are praying for everyone. Much like the disciple of Saint Paisios the Great of Egypt, who was condemned to hell and was there in hell. And God granted the vision to Saint Paisios that by his prayers, Saint Paisios, this man condemned was lifted up from hell to heaven. The ways of salvation are many. They are all through Christ, and they all come from him. And they all lead to him. We hear in the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor. That is a way of salvation. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That is a way of salvation. Blessed are the people who seek to end war and violence and fighting, because that is a way of salvation. He says, blessed are you when you're slandered and calumniated for my name's sake, he tells us, because that is a way of salvation. Beloved, let us keep this in mind, not only in our Lenten journey, but in the journey of our life, that there is one way, who is Christ, who shows us many ways to him, many ways to salvation. Let us not neglect them. Let us follow him in his ways, looking upon his face, seeking him out, so that we may also bring with us others who may be far from his face.